All right, we're back at the Moose Jaw Events Center post-game show continuing, brought to you by IDP Impact Diesel Performance. They know diesel. This is the live interview segment now, brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. I don't know how many people have come up to me, head coach Brendan Sonny, and said that they can't handle the heart, that it's doing numbers on their cardiac health. I don't know about you, but you're happy, I'm sure, as all heck to be able to get that one tonight.
Yeah, it's a big win. I agree, though. I think there's going to be some extra EKGs administered here in the province of Saskatchewan. But it's quite an exciting series, there's no doubt.
Talk about the momentum swings and the ebbs and flows tonight. What a great start, first of all, by your team. They came out of the gates just roaring.
Oh, I loved our start. That was our best start of playoffs. Yeah, fantastic start. Circumstances changed that momentum. We stick with it. Third period, it starts to come back to our side, and we like it when it's on Igor's stick all over the net front, that's for sure.
But the unsung guy in that whole thing is Brandon Lisowski, who is so dogged in his pursuit in the forecheck, able to knock the puck away and set up Sidorov in behind the defense.
You know what? Lizzo is turning rapidly into, like, an unbelievably good player on both sides of the puck. He was always extremely talented and skilled and had a great shot, but his full round game is incredible. His back check is unbelievable. His puck recovery ferocity is top notch. He gets so many havoc and peak clips every game. He still has all that offensive upside. Like, I'm such a massive Lizzo fan.
You were able to stop something from continuing tonight. The trend had been score first, don't win. You scored first tonight, and you ended up winning. It took a little bit, though. I mean, their pushback, the pushback management, if you will, is something that's tough to do against them just because of the talent they have.
For sure, and let's not forget that's power plays too, right?
Yes.
It wasn't 5-on-5, so we have to keep that in mind and be wary of putting a good power play on the ice.
And Evan Gardner, what can you say about him? Because, again, he gives up four, but I have him as my unsung hero tonight just because of the volume of shots he was getting throughout the game.
Yeah, again, stupendous. I think he's had a really great series. He's played really hard, really competitive.
How do you like your situation now? Tied 2-2 with two of the next three games at home, possibly.
I don't really zoom out like that. I think that's not really what coaches should do anyway. I think our focus now is just, having a big start at home, learning what we can from this one, maybe making adjustments here and there. So I'm just so in the moment that I don't zoom out to like, oh, look at the situation now. I'm just more, okay, what do I need to do right now in this moment?
Coach, thank you for this. Say hi to your folks for me and wish you all the best. We'll see you back in Saskatoon.
Hey, I do appreciate you letting me say goodbye. Thanks very much.
Not a problem. Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me.